The pandemic nearly killed buffets. Here's how they're coming back. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. Once popular buffets like Soup Plantation and Sweet Tomatoes shut down permanently in the pandemic, and 2 years ago, the parent company of Old Country Buffet filed for bankruptcy. It's no surprise, but now people are making their way back to buffets. And while the numbers are still nowhere close to where they were before COVID, they're on the rise in a noticeable way. At Golden Corral, which offers all-you-can-eat buffets for less than $20 per person, sales rose 14% last year, and at the buffet capital of the universe, Las Vegas, casinos that still have buffets report tremendous demand. Bellagio charges patrons up to $80 per meal at its buffet, while diners at the Cosmopolitan's Wicked Spoon pay $49 for brunch on weekends, and another $25 per person if they want bottomless mimosas. I'm Jeff Colvin.